An investigation into hundreds of deaths linked to a doomsday cult is widening. Kenyan police say they've now recovered the bodies of more than 200 people who were members of a cult in a remote forest. Survivors say Pastor Paul McKenzie and Thenge ordered his followers to starve themselves to death. Well, Malcolm Webb joins me live from Malindi in eastern Kenya. And Malcolm, what stage is the investigation at the moment? How much progress has been made?
In the last 24 hours, police have said that one more suspect has been arrested, bringing the number of arrests to 34. And in the last few hours, police from the anti-terror unit have been searching the premises of a vast superchurch belonging to another evangelical pastor called Ezekiel Adero. They're looking into possible connections between him and the cult leader, Paul McKenzie. Meanwhile, people are still being found alive. Others are still thought to be alive in the bush, some of them belonging to the militia that it's widely reported were guarding the cult. Others who were cult followers, including four people who are here in Malindi Hospital right now, being treated with symptoms of hunger, one of them in a critical condition. Let's take a look at our report.
Survivors say children were starved first and some were suffocated or buried alive if they didn't die. Women and men were to follow to try to reach heaven before the end of the world. Evangelical pastor Paul McKenzie and Thenge and his followers moved here to the Shakahola Forest 4 years ago. We spoke to somebody who's worked at the exhumation site but is not authorised to talk. He told us about 70 or 80 bodies appeared to not be part of the cult.
There's a place where we found many graves together, concealed under recently planted vegetables. Those many bodies were wrapped in a different way. The bodies of people from there were normally wrapped in just the bed sheets. These ones were wrapped tightly and some with straps around the necks, as if for carrying them.
McKenzie used to preach at his church in the town of Malindi. He also had a TV station and a YouTube channel. He's now in custody awaiting charges. He's been arrested and released several times before, even after his followers started dying. Many people here say he was paying off the police in Malindi. The officers in charge have been transferred.
Come, receive your healing.
Investigators say he had business dealings with this man, another preacher called Ezekiel Adero. Thousands of people come to his nearby church every week.
Right, left ovary.
In this video, a woman says her ovaries were removed for cancer treatment and then reappeared after she drank blessed water, which Ezekiel sells. His rapidly growing church appears to have made a large amount of money in a short time. Police records show that not everyone who comes here leaves alive.
The church premises are vast. They include two banks. Here there's a shopping mall and a fuel station under construction. There's also a hotel that houses the sick. Police say they're investigating cases of people who've died in here, whose bodies they say may be among those buried in Shakahola Forest.
Ezekiel was arrested last month, but has since been released on bail. His bank accounts were briefly frozen. His lawyers deny all allegations and say he was not involved in the cult. Some people are calling for the growing number of churches in Kenya to be regulated. A committee of senators is gathering views on how that could be done.
How do we protect our country from unnecessary suffering, which is brought by people who are misusing the freedom of worship that is guaranteed in the Constitution?
Constitutional rights present one challenge, political power presents another. Some of the preachers have popularity that politicians long for, and they work together. Families of the hundreds of people still missing are waiting to see if all the questions about the bodies in Shakahola will be answered. It's not clear if the extent of McKenzie's networks will ever be revealed, or if the most powerful people involved will ever be held to account. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kilifi County, Kenya.